It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, February 5, 2015. 93 years ago today, on February 5, 1922, the first issue of the Reader's Digest was published in Chappaqua, New York. The General Interest Family Magazine is published monthly and was founded in 1922 by DeWitt and Lila Bell Wallace. For many years, it was the best-selling consumer magazine in the United States, losing first place in 2009 to Better Homes and Gardens. According to MediaMark research, Reader's Digest reaches more readers with household incomes of $100,000 or more than Fortune, The Wall Street Journal, Business Week, and Inc. combined. Global editions of the magazine reach an additional 40 million people in more than 70 countries, with 49 editions in 21 languages. It has a worldwide circulation of 10.5 million, making it the largest paid circulation magazine in the world. It is also published in Braille, digital, audio, and large type versions. For several decades, the magazine's format consisted of 30 articles per issue, one a day, along with a vocabulary page, a page of amazing anecdotes and personal glimpses, two features of funny stories entitled Humor in Uniform and Life in These United States, and a lengthier article at the end, usually condensed from a published book. In recent years, however, the format has greatly evolved into flashy, colorful, eye-catching graphics throughout, and many short, informative bits sprinkled among the longer articles. Proving that it was more than light reading for the nightstand, in December 1952, the magazine first brought the attention of the public to the dangers of tobacco use with the publication of Cancer by the Carton, a series of articles that linked smoking with lung cancer. The little magazine has been a treasure house of information about all kinds of things over the years. For example, thanks to an article in 2013, we know that during World War II, the Nazis let Allied prisoners of war play board games. The British government was even allowed to send its imprisoned soldiers a game or two. One of the games it sent was Monopoly, and inside the box were tools to help them escape. Specifically, the British government, with the cooperation of the game's manufacturer, hid real banknotes among the Monopoly money, and compasses, metal files, and a folded silk map, which was less likely to disintegrate than a paper one, were also concealed inside the box to help the POWs flee their captors. It actually worked, and several prisoners escaped. The same article reveals that the Rubik's Cube was invented by accident. Hungarian professor of architecture, Erno Rubik, built the twistable box with colorful rows of labels on each side to see if it was possible to design blocks that could move without causing an entire structure to collapse. After Rubik rotated a few rows and mixed up the colors, his real challenge began: to realign all the colored blocks to their original positions. It took him about a month. Now the best Rubik's Cube experts can do it in less than 10 seconds. For more, try reading 15 Little-Known Game Facts and Trivia by Dan Lewis from the Reader's Digest magazine, August 2013. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 5th, 2015. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.